So at 6 o'clock, the sun begins to set in Braj, and something very astonishing happens. It is usually considered that the sun lights up the day, but it becomes clear when the sun is about to go that the day remains full of light, because from Krishna's transcendental body the light is spreading. So at this moment the sun has turned red, and there is a reason for this. In Vrindavan, everyone exists only for the pleasure of Krishna. The rivers wait for Krishna to come and bathe. Even the trees wait for Krishna to come and sit under their shade, giving branches. And when Krishna one day does not come to a particular tree, that tree begins to lament and say and think, "Oh, today Krishna did not come and sit under my shade. My life has been useless." And because the trees are wish-fulfilling trees, they're not like the trees were absolutely immobile here in this world. These trees can move, and they move where Krishna is to give Krishna their shade, so that Krishna has a good shade from them. They want to do service. In other words, everyone exists only to serve Krishna. And also the setting sun, who is in is over Nandagram, going down, it turns red. And the reason why the sun turns red is because it blushes. It expects Krishna to come any moment and embrace her. So out of the bewilderment of love, the sun forgets astronomy and all such things. It thinks and hopes that Krishna is just coming and embracing her. Actually, even today, when we are in Terkadamba, one place before Nandagram, and we move towards Nandagram, we can see the sun turning red and sinking, and then hiding ultimately, because it becomes ashamed. How could I think that Krishna will embrace me? So out of shame, the sun then sets. But as we said, another sun rises, the sun of Krishna's beauty, and he comes finally home, where Rohini and Yashoda sit him on a little throne and then perform an arati. They wave lights before Krishna, and their thought is, "Oh, Krishna has come back, and perhaps any inauspiciousness is there, so we have to wave our lights in such a way that all the darkness will go." And at the end of the artik, Krishna, who has been smiling and receiving the artik, quickly comes to the lap of Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda, who's just so happy, we heard she felt all day like a cow who has lost her newborn calf. When cows lose their newborn calf, they become extremely anxious and make loud sounds to signal to their calf, I'm here, please come, where are you? So Mother Yashoda has been feeling all this while, the whole day, where is Krishna? And now Krishna suddenly sits on her lap. And this is too much for her motherly affection. She begins to cry. Streams of tears mix with the streams of breast milk which runs down, and together they form a sangam. And Krishna sits there and looks at his mother and says, Mother, I'm here. Why are you crying? Look at me. The separation has ended. But Mother Yashoda is so moved that she cannot respond to Krishna's query. At this time, after some time, they ready Krishna, Mother Yashoda and Rohini, with some servants, ready Krishna because they want to give him a bath now. As we heard yesterday and the day before, Krishna's beautiful body is covered with the Brajaraj, the dust of Vrindavan. We always hear Vrindavan means four or five things. It means Brajarenu, the dust, the Brajadenus, the cows, the Brajavenu, the flute of Krishna. All these things are very unique to Braj. And one fourth thing, and Krishna in his Vrindavan mood. And here's something special now. They come home, Krishna is ready to take a bath. Mother Yashoda inspects his delicate body. And there are marks on the body. Mother Yashoda thinks, why has the son to do cow herding? Look at his body. The thorns of Vrindavan have pricked him. A moment later she thinks, but these are not exactly the marks of thorns. And she turns to Krishna's friends. A few of them are sitting there. The others are at home, have gone to their own home. And they said, why? And she says, why have you played so roughly? Again, you have played so roughly with Krishna. And Krishna sighs because he knows that these marks are not from the thorns and the bushes of Braj. They are not the marks of his wrestling with the cowherd boys. They are the marks which have come due to a very secret pastime that we cannot tell in public. A very secret pastime. So therefore, Krishna sighs a sigh of relief that Mother Yashoda does not know about this pastime. She thinks it's the cowherd boys. In this, then they take a very nice bath, and you can see, and I will end here, when you hear about this bath, Krishna is dressed in a white dress, bathing dress, and the cowherd and some special boys massage his transcendent body with oil. Then they put some powder to absorb the oil and bring it down from his transcendent body. And then from golden pots, the clear water of the Yamuna is used to bathe him. And when Krishna bathes, is bathed, he suddenly, a sound comes from him. Mother Yashoda hears the sound, and she runs into the bathing room. What is happening? But Krishna just smiles. Nothing was happening. Yeah, he just wanted to joke with the cowherd boy, the boys who bathed him, by pretending it was too cold, the water, and gave him a shock. And Krishna smiles. And Krishna constantly is working to bring our attention to his lotus feet, especially in the holy Dham. We as devotees have a little problem. We cannot taste Krishna's name and Krishna's pastime so easily. It is a little bit as if when you take a meal, a banana leaf is put on the tongue. At that time, the tongue cannot come in contact with the delicious sweets or the delicious meal. And unless the banana leaf is removed, the tongue will remain hungry and thirsty and will not have any taste. So in the same way, the conditioned souls, we don't have banana leaves on our tongue. That would not work at all. But we have the covering of avidya, the covering of ignorance on our in our lives. Therefore, there is no better way to put someone asleep than tell about Krishna, because there is no taste there. It is not possible, or there is no greater punishment for someone than to tell him, chant the entire day. Chant much more than your 16 rounds. What? How is it possible? Because the banana leaf is there and we cannot taste it. So in the scripture, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addresses this point. He says the avidya, the covering of avidya, goes only away in one particular sadhana. It combines two sadhanas and brings it into one. The first sadhana is mentioned by Ramanujacharya. He says, when all efforts fail you and it is not possible for you to advance in Krishna consciousness, there is one sadhana which you must do. You can just sit amongst devotees and it will, after some time, something of their mood, something of their determination will come to you. This is one part of the sadhana which removes our ignorance. The other is to sing with adhara, with devotional respect and devotional feelings. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought these two things together. He said, sing with devotional feelings in the association of devotees. This process he called Sankirtan. No? Kirtan in the association with devotees. And we were today very fortunate that we have four guests who have joined us for Kirtan, so that the Kirtan, although there were many voices audible, they somehow tried to come into one, and it was very relishable. Isn't it, Gokrishna? All the voices of the devotees came into one glorification of Krishna. This is a process
which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has prescribed for this age. It's actually more than the Sankirtan is more quickly effective than repeated japa. Because for repeated japa, you do need taste to do long. But for kirtan, sankirtan, you need taste for repeated japa, because unless the heart is purified, the holy name will be like the sweet who's tasted with a banana covered tongue. But kirtan, sankirtan, the kirtan removes the covering and purifies the heart so that it is easier for us conditioned soul. So, yes. Whenever I pass through the security control in the airport, the lights go beep, 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 and everyone is highly, highly curious what is going on. And then they ask me to open my bag, and I say, I know from where this is coming. It's coming from this. This is in Kali Yuga, the means to destroy the avidya. It is a missile against ignorance. It's part of the equipment for sankirtan, standing together. And I always have cartels with me in reach, because when the airplane should not work nicely and fall on the ground, I can take my cartels out and leave this world in sankirtan. No? Well, it will be one. I don't know if all the passengers will join, so it will be more kirtan than sankirtan. Sankirtan means really to chant together with many, and I want to recommend to all of you in the month of Kartik, try to be present when sankirtan is there and glorify Krishna. And we go Krishna, me, we are sometimes 6-8 hours in sankirtan, and we feel always very enriched. So this is the beginning of the Shayana Leela. Now I will ask our Krishna Murari Goswami to also speak a little about the Shayana Leela. Would you? This is a nice seat.
As Sri Thakurji returns back from the forest of Braj, he has so many impressions from the on his body, which get to be revealed only when he is tried to be bathed by Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini. And there's one very good thing about Krishna is that he doesn't like to take bath. Sri Surdas has written two lines about Krishna's a bit hatred for not taking bath. Yeah. He writes that when Mother Yashoda tries to catch Krishna, as soon as he knows that soon the things are getting ready for him to be bathed, Sri Surdas writes, "Tel ubtano aur tato jal dekhat hi bhag jave." As soon as he sees massaging oil, turmeric and sandalwood powder being ready, and also lukewarm water, Mother Yashoda cares for Krishna so perfectly that she knows that how hot or how cold the water should be for Krishna. So as soon as he sees all this preparation coming up, he starts running here and there. And then Mother Yashoda implies all her techniques to somehow or the other catch Krishna. And as soon as Krishna is caught, then he has some arguments. Tel ubtano aur tato jal dekhat hi bhag jave, joi joi mange soi sohi dehu. Then whatever he desires, first he tells Maya, I'm very hungry. It has been a complete long day. Why don't you feed me first and then we take bath? Then Mother Yashoda feeds him. And after some time, then he says, I just ate. One should not take bath just after eating. Let me relax a little bit and then we take bath. And then he wants to play with something. And at last, he tells, where is my specific toy? I'm missing it since 3-4 days. I didn't see it. Bring that, put it here, and then I will take bath. So these are some of the arguments which Mother Yashoda says, joi joi mange soi sohi deho kram kram karke nhave. He has various arguments and steps. Then Krishna finally sits and Mother Yashoda is bathing. And as soon as Mother Yashoda is bathing, there are impressions of the cow herding stick which Krishna uses, which is about that height of 2.5 feet, which he puts usually on his shoulder like this, and then roams around behind the cows. So the impressions, because Thakurji's body is very soft, so that cow herding stick makes an impression of like a long reddish color on Thakurji's shoulder. And then Mother Yashoda sees these impressions, how they have, you know, they have come. And so she asks always Krishna that what happened. Then Krishna replies, oh, I was just holding the stick like this. And sometimes when Krishna plays so rough, there is a game in Braj where the cowherd boys play by jumping from one tree to another. They have their one stick, one smaller stick. They throw it away. The another gopa has to collect it and then catch the person who threw it on the trees. So this is a specific game. Sometimes he gets, you know, like little scar marks on his back and something. And then when he cannot explain the specific reasons about, because Krishna is the most naughtiest person in the whole group, and he want to, you know, when the things come for blaming, he wants to always put on someone's head. So then he starts complaining that, you know, Maya, you know, Balaram, he just goes and sleeps in the whole forest. And all these gopas, they make party with him. And I'm the alone who is collecting all the cows and checking whether each cow is there or no. So as soon as after taking bath, Krishna is ready, then a sakhi comes. Now, the devotees from Vatsalya Bhava, then Madhurya Bhava starts entering Nanda Bhavan. The gopis want to find any single excuse to somehow or the other enter the house of Nanda Maharaj. In the morning, also in the evening, they come complaining that what magic your son has done to our cows, that without his presence, our cow is not giving any milk. Oh, Yashoda, you know, we are really tired. See, I tried my best. She brings a bucket where you milk the cows, and the cow is not giving milk. Would you be so kind, oh Yashoda, that you send your son so that he can milk our cows? As soon as Sri Thakurji goes, the cows are also very smart. As soon as Sri Thakurji comes and sits, the cows start dripping the milk on their own. And half of the milk, Krishna starts putting in the bucket, and half, because the two udders of the two breasts of cow, Krishna starts drinking himself, and half of the milk only goes into the bucket. But the gopis, they are eager for this sight which they want to see. And then after somehow or the other playing around in the streets, and then Thakurji comes back. Sometimes he even brings different animals like dogs along with him into the house. Then he wants to, you know, and Shri Paramananda Das writes, Paramananda Das ko Thakur layo pilla gher. Pilla, you know, a small puppy. Yeah. Krishna, you know, always, you know, tries to have him and bring him inside. Then Mother Yashoda somehow or the other, oh no, no, now it's time for sleeping. Let him sleep also. His mother must be also looking for the baby dog. Then Mother Yashoda somehow or the other tries to put Krishna on the small palanquin, a small cradle which Mother Yashoda has. And Yashoda Hari Pal Ne Jhulave, Hul Rave Dul Rave. Sometimes, you know, she starts, you know, pressing the cheeks of Krishna. Sometimes she, you know, fans him a little bit. Maybe as soon as she sees some drops of perspiration on the head of Krishna. And then Mother Yashoda moves her hand. With one hand she is moving the cradle, and then she starts, you know, calling, like she's calling someone. Aavo re nindiya kan toi bulave. Oh, sleep, come, come. Krishna is calling you. Krishna is calling you. And Krishna then starts to act like sleeping, but he's not sleeping. Then as soon as Mother Yashoda goes a bit far, and Mother Yashoda looks behind to check whether he's sleeping, then his eyes are still open. Then Mother Yashoda asks Krishna, why do you don't sleep? Then he says, today I don't feel like sleeping. Maya, maybe you tell me a story. You tell me one story and then I sleep. Then Mother Yashoda starts remembering some story. She Bilva Mangal Thakur in Krishna Karanamrita, second chapter, I think verse around 70, he writes a shloka how Mother Yashoda carefully tells a story to Krishna. I'll recite the shloka. Ramo naam babhuv tad bala Sita tihum tau pitau. O Krishna, once in the family of Sun, in Surya Vamsh, there was a king. His name was Ram. Ramo naam babhuv tad bala Sita tihum tau pitau. Once there was a king whose name was Ram, and he was married to a beautiful lady named Sita. And due to different opinions in the house, they had to go to the forest. Shri Bilva Mangal Thakur is writing in this way, the same pastime Shri Surdas presents in Braj Bhasha. Mother Yashoda is saying, Suna sut ek katha kahun pyari. O son, here I tell you a story. As soon as Krishna hears, a story is coming up. Kamal nain man anand upajo. He becomes so happy. Rasik shiro mani det hunkari. Then when a person tells you a story, you should also reply back. What do you reply back? You reply, So now Krishna starts, as Mother Yashoda is completing one line, Krishna starts replying back, You also say,
Vacha panchavati vane viharatas nidrartham janani katham iti.
Bilva Mangal Thakur is writing, so that he can sleep, nidrartham janani katham iti. She is telling this katha so that he can sleep. Hunkar shunvatah. But Krishna is replying,
Nagar ek ramanik Ayodhya.
It was happening in Ayodhya. What happened?
Varcha panchavati vane viharatas.
They had to go to the forest and they started living in a small hut named Panchavati.
But what happened?
Tamatharadravana. One great demon named Ravan. He came to Panchavati.
Dhavat kanak mraga ke paache.
And that Ravan, he also brought a golden deer. And Sita wanted it. And Ram was in so much love with Sita, although he was very wise and powerful, although he knew a golden deer doesn't exist. Ram knew that golden deers don't exist. But because since the time he was married to Sita, Sita had never asked him for something. So this was the first desire which beloved Sita presented to Ram, that I want that golden deer. So knowingly that the golden deers don't exist, but still Ram started running behind the golden deer just to fulfill that desire of beloved.
Now dhavat kanak mraga ke paache rajiv lochan paramodari. Ravan haran kiyo Sita ko.
And as soon as Ram went away, Ravan took away Sita.
As soon as he hears this, Ravan haran kiyo Sita ko,
that Ravan has taken Sita with him.
Nand nandana sunanind nivari.
Krishna forgets all sleep. He jumps out of his cradle.
Sura sham tab dhanush kahan hai.
He just jumps out of the cradle and says, where is my dhanush? Where is my bow and arrow? Today I will not leave him. That day he took Sita, but today I will not let him go. Oh Lakshman, oh Lakshman, oh Lakshman.
Shri Bilv Mangal Thakur writes, Saumitre kwa dhanur 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 iti vyagra grapantuna.
He speaks three times, kwa dhanur 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 dhanur, where is my bow, where is my bow? Oh Lakshman, bring it. Today I will not leave him. And as soon as Mother Yashoda sees this, she's so amazed. She thinks, what have I done? I was trying to make him sleep by telling a story. But now he feels so excited. Or maybe he has been, you know, won over, or something has happened to him. She goes, runs to the temple room which Nanda Maharaj prays to the Shaligram Shila and Narayan. She starts praying there. What has taken over my son Krishna? I shall never ever tell him such a story that he feels a bit different. And Mother Yashoda starts praying to Narayan.
Oh Narayan,
bless my son. Maybe he's under some illusion.
Sudas writes, Lachman Dehu Janani Brahmabhari.
Mother Yashoda thinks maybe he is in some confusion. He is in some illusion. Then Mother Yashoda comes, starts pacifying Krishna, and brings Krishna on her own lap and covers him with the corner of her own sari and starts pacifying him up till the time that Krishna finally starts to go to sleep. Then she puts Krishna not in the cradle, she always, whenever something inauspicious or something indifferent happens in Nandavan, Mother Yashoda doesn't sleep an inch far away from Krishna. That day, she puts Krishna close to herself and covers him, and they both sleep together. The rest of the pastime you will hear tomorrow.
Thank you very, very much.
So another wonderful day in Vrindavan has come to the end. Not only is the sun setting in the ocean, but also our day is coming to an end. But it is good to take these affectionate thoughts about wonderful Krishna with us to the bed. It's very nice to hear these Raj Katas, Krishna Murari. It is, they are so involved with, let me say, so filled with the loving exchange between Krishna and his devotees, and how Krishna is so playful and so attractive. And just today I heard Krishna does these playfulness. He really has the idea to bring out the love of his devotees. He wants this very much. So that's how he moves. That's how he thinks. He is caring for his devotees. Thank you very much. Let us put the katha and the program to rest also now, and we will prepare for the night. And Hare Krishna.